All right, ladies, it is here. It is your Forever Fat Loss mini course. I have been working on this for the last few months, and I've been putting together all of the pieces that I work with my clients when I coach them on how do we start breaking up with diets and meal plans and really start listening to our bodies and honoring where we are. Now, I know right now you're like, what the hell does all of that mean? Here's what I know. That so many of us start a diet with the intention that we are going to finish this and this is going to be our forever plan. Then life happens, something happens, we trip, we stumble, and we're off seeking another plan. Now, if you're like, yeah, that sounds like me, keep listening up, right? This course, the Forever Fat Loss course, this is your stick to it forever healthy plan. So let's think about it like this. You can continue to have an effed up relationship with your food and your body, chasing your tail, trying to string together that 30-day challenge, that 30-day cleanse, you know, always feeling hungry, always going on to social media and asking, you know, how'd you lose the weight? How'd this happen for you? But you do it, and then you're still left trying to wonder, am I have to be perfect to get results? I wish I could feel freer in my body, and is this the last diet that I'll ever do? If you are done asking yourself these same tired questions, this is the course you need to grab. Over the course of 5 mini courses, I will break down the simple but important strategies to help you finally find those lasting results. So all you got to do is go to the link in the show notes and grab it. And over the course of 5 days, I will break down simple, easy things for you to do repeatedly so that you have a realistic, sustainable plan that you are excited about and will continue for your life. Sounds like a plan? Grab the link in my show notes.
Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show.
And here is this week's iTunes review. It comes to you from Dub by V. She writes, "I love the podcast. You speak your mind and you don't sugarcoat anything. I love your energy and your good spirit." Oh, that just fills my heart. You don't even understand how much I enjoy these reviews. So please, if you feel the need, please go to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. Do me a favor and hit me up with a 5-star review. I absolutely love them. They mean the world to me, and I will read it on my podcast. So thank you so much, Dub by V. It does mean the world to me. All right, Magic Maker, I am speaking today with Miss Stacey Vinagro. I'm doing another client interview because I really want people to understand what it's like to work with a health and fitness coach. You know, other than what you read on someone's blog or Facebook post, I want you to really hear the words that are coming out of someone's mouth, a live person. And I love Stacey. You know, she is an amazing wife, mother, and business owner. And while I worked with Stacey in a competitive manner, there are lessons that can be taken away from those of you who are looking to work with someone who's just trying to live a healthy lifestyle. You know, so many people ask me the question, Kim, you know, what's the difference between a fitness competitor and, you know, someone who just wants to live a basic lifestyle? And honestly, there's really no difference. You know, they're women, right? I work with women. They're women, and they fall into the same traps that we all do. We always feel we must go hard to get results. You know, we have to spend hours at the gym. You know, we have to eat Tic Tacs and Diet Coke in order to lose the weight. You know, they all feel that same way. There all is that struggle. There's, you know, that certain calorie level. You know, there's good foods, there's bad foods. They fall into the same traps you do. The only thing that separates them is that, you know, we take it up one or two notches above what I do with folks who are just trying to live a healthy life, but I still take them through my four pillars of weight loss. And no matter who you are, we're going to work on your mindset, because it's your mindset that keeps you trapped from trying new things, getting creative, and having the courage to do things differently. It's your nutrition, right? Many of you struggle with consistency in your nutrition, or still clinging to the struggle, clinging to the under-eating, clinging to always feeling hungry. The exercise, some of you are over-exercisers, some of you are under-exercisers. So it's really working with you to figure out what is that Goldilocks. You know, remember the, is it a fable, fairy tale, story? Hit me up. Let me know what it's called. But we all remember Goldilocks. You know, she tried the bed. It was too soft. It was too hard. The porridge was too hot, too cold, right? That's what exercise is. It's finding your Goldilocks for your exercise. And then finally, habits. How do we take everything that we're working on, create these amazing habits so you have a great routine, so that it gives you the consistency, and that consistency ultimately gives you the results? And, you know, I want you to listen to Stacey, because when I work with a client, we become partners. You know, it's not this, okay, here's your list, do this and shut up. It is, okay, this is what we're going to try right now. Let's see how it works. Give me feedback, right? I ask a shit ton of questions. You know, when I went through my coaching protocol, one of the things they always said is the client has the answer. The client has the answer. The client has the answer. And the only way for me to get answers is to ask questions. And the only way for you to get answers is for you to answer the question so that I can give you the approach, the methodology that's going to get you to get your results. So have a listen to Stacey and hear how we work together to have her get to not only one, but five world champion titles. The first woman ever to do that in Fitness America. And I believe she's still the only person, and she competed, I think it's been 3 or 4 years since she last stepped on stage. So if your goal is just to step on stage, being the mirror in your bedroom, or to step on a true stage, no matter what, a coach, I'm going to throw my name in the hat, can help you hit your goal. So have a listen to what Stacey has to say.
All right, Magic Makers, I am talking to Miss Stacey Vinagro. I'm not even going to tell you all of her accolades, because we could be here for a really long time. And she is just, the thing I like best about Stacey, she's just a regular person. You know, she's this person who you've probably seen throughout her fitness career. And always, always, she's just been the girl who will text me something inappropriate that will either or burn my corneas. She just always, no matter whatever her success is, she's always just been a regular person. And that's what I enjoy the most about Stacey. So Stacey, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Stacey, what I've been doing is I've gone on a world tour, and I have been interviewing former clients, and I've been just kind of trying to understand, you know, where you were when we met, and what was some of the transformations that you went through after our working together.
All right, so let's go back to the beginning. I think when I first met you, we were in Boston and we were doing a show, and I, for that first show, I prepped all by myself in 2012. So here I am in the back room, in the backstage, and I'm eating like nuts and seeds and egg whites. And these girls are looking at me going, who said you could eat that? And I was like, I did. Like, I didn't know what the protocol, right? I didn't know what you could and couldn't eat day of show. Cause here I am, little miss, like just walking around like I own the place. And I'm like, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And then it was like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to nutrition. Cause I was like, why can't I have these egg whites? Now I wanted to know more. Like, what do you mean? Like, why can't I have this? And then after that show, it's like, guess what? I'm going to coach you and we're going to go to Vegas in November. And I was like, okay. Then you're like, I'm going to send you an email. Let's get this started. Sends me an email. I want 3 days of your food. Okay. Well, here's 3 days of my food. And you were like, what is this? You eat like a bird. And I'm like, what do you mean I eat like a bird? I have some nuts and seeds at this point. And then a couple hours later, I'll have a piece of chicken and maybe some broccoli. And like, you were like, no, you need to eat more. You need to eat a lot more. And I'm like, okay. So then you send me, this is what I want you to do. My 5 meals throughout the day. And I looked at that meal plan and I was like, that's a lot of food, but I'm going to listen and I'm going to do it. So I did it. my first week was like the whole tell all. I was like, okay, I'm eating 5 meals. I'm definitely going to go up in weight. This is way too much food. I went down 2 pounds in the first week. And I was like, well, this lady knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I guess I'll continue to do what I'm doing because she knows what she's doing. It worked. So I then kept going with that eating plan and just checked in with you every single week. And it was like, wow, the weight is dropping. My body's changing. Physique is changing. And it's like, all because I just let my trust into a stranger, right? And I just became coachable and I just listened, because if I didn't do that, I think we would have been feuding.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's like, I had the same approach when I worked with my coach. It was like, I don't know shit. And, you know, I had to surrender, because it's like, clearly she knows something because I see the people she's got on stage.
Yep.
And you have to surrender. And then after we did that first show together, you were like, okay, then you could like, now I could ask questions. Cause you're like, I went through the first thing and I blindly listened. Now I'm like, okay, so we did this last time. How come we're not doing it this time? And when you asked that question, it wasn't like from like, just shut the fuck up. It was like, all right, the reason why we're doing it this way is blah, blah, blah.
Right. Right. There was always an explanation and a reason behind it. Not just because, hey, I said so. It's because of this and how we want to get your body to this and how we want to build more of this. And there was always specific reasons. And I was like, okay, she's got it.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I always feel like I always think about like, Olympic athletes, right? And so like Olympic athletes are always just like, just do it, just shut the fuck up and just do it. And I always felt like when I was coached, I was always like, okay, Kim, we're doing it this way because of blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, all right. So now I get it. Like now it, like I start to see the bigger picture.
Yep.
Where a lot of people, I think, and you know, you're a trainer as well. So you coach clients and you see them like ask questions every single step of the way without doing it.
Yep.
And you're like, just do it. And if it's not working, then we can talk.
But right. We'll adjust from there.
Just take one step, do it, and see how it goes.
Right.
And so as we were coaching together, so were you hoping to like win the show? You're just hoping to learn something more? Like, you know, what made you say, you know what, I should coach with someone versus doing it myself?
So after that first show that I did by myself and seeing what I could do more with my body, yes, coach done. That was good. Now continuing to work with you was like a no-brainer, right? Because you got me where I needed to be for that first show. Now let's take it to the second, third, fourth, fifth show and become better. So I wanted to keep becoming a better version of myself and see what I could get my body to. It was like a challenge to me, and I love a challenge. So yeah. It was like, all right, we're going to go for the next one. We're going to build the shoulders up more. We're going to build the quad, whatever we were going to do. This is what we were going to do. And this is how we're going to do it along the way. And I was ready for that. I love a challenge and I love telling other people about my goals. So it makes it that much more concrete. And I have to work towards it because everybody else knows about it.
Right. Everyone's like, oh, so you're doing a show in November. And you're like, ah, okay. I guess I am.
Yep. Exactly.
So what would you say, you know, so we worked together for, I don't know. Your last show was like 2 years ago.
It was 2017.
Dude, that's oh my God. So yeah. I swear, like the time freezes. I was like, I don't know. What year is it?
COVID happened and everything stopped. You know?
I know. So you basically competed for 5 years. And in that time you had a baby. Mm-hmm. And I coached you through your baby, and that was like very nerve-wracking. I was like, oh my God, it's my baby too.
It's my baby. And guess what? I only gained 26 pounds and she wanted me between 25 and 35. Gained 26. We went viral, right?
For yeah.
The pregnant woman with abs when I was 6 months pregnant. And that took off. That was huge. But like, it's all because of having like every coach needs a coach, right?
So yeah.
You definitely need that. It's perfect. It's a perfect combination. We feed off of each other. And it was awesome throughout that time.
And one of the things you're like my fourth pregnant fitness pro that I've worked with during your pregnancy, after your pregnancy. And the thing I'd like to, what most people have said to me is that you needed someone to make sure you didn't go like crazy with the exercise or crazy with the food or just when you didn't feel good.
Yeah. It was somebody to tell me that it's okay. Because in my head, I, as the workout person. I need to move. I need to get my workouts in. And if I felt there was a day where I had to listen to my body and I'd be like messaging you and sending my check-in in and like, it's okay. Listen to your body, take a step back today, and then just make sure you're good on your food. That is all.
Yeah. Cause it's like at the end of the day, like if you, even though you're like, oh, I want a healthy baby. Like your like crazy brain is like, but my healthy baby really wants me to go for a run today. And you're right. Like, no, your baby is not saying go for a run. I mean, now, you know, you have a very active kid and he's ew. Like, go for a run.
Yes. I got to send him for a run. Like, right. Go for it. Just go.
Do you like send him and the dogs out? You're like, you guys run, tire each other out.
Yes. And they do. They go out in the back and they're like, mommy, I'm going to play out with the dogs. Okay. I'll watch you from inside. Bye.
Right. You're like, thank God I have two dogs. Yes.
Exactly.
So what would you say your biggest learning was from working with me?
Right off the bat, I think finding out that I was eating like a bird and knowing that, okay, eating very little and working out very hard multiple times a day was not working.
Right.
And my mindset was so half-assed backwards when it came to that. Once I learned how to fuel my body and give it fuel, the body released the fat that I needed it to release. And that was a huge, I think, not just for me, but for a lot of women that happens, right?
Because
our mindset's so backwards, like from way back in the day, like eat, you know, 1200 calories and burn about 2400 and you're going to lose a pound. It's like, no, my body's going into a quote unquote starvation mode. It's going to hold on to everything because I'm not fueling it enough. And then as soon as I did fuel it enough, that was the biggest token. So like since then, even still to this day, just to maintain, I eat like 3000 calories a day. I'm eating like a 300 pound man. Like I'm eating a lot just to maintain, but that's what my body needs. Just like my car, I can't put bleach in it.
Right.
It's not going to go anywhere. I put gas in it and it's going to drive me a long distance as long as my tank is full. If my tank, my stomach is not full, then I'm not going to be able to last and I'm not going to be able to burn.
Right. And now you also do you feel like, you know, you got to like work out 6 days a week and it has to be 2 hours and it has to.
No, negative. I work out no more than 45 minutes to tops an hour a day. And I'm not killing myself. I'm sweating, but they're not intense every single day. Some days I just want a nice little leisurely walk, right? I'm moving my body. And then some days I want to go for that 1 mile run or whatever it is. And I want to beat my PR or whatever, but that's not every day. Because I'm aging, your body doesn't need that. You know, when we're younger, we have goals. We want to reach that, you know, trophy or getting on stage and it's not always about those intense workouts because A, injuries, if you're not
doing it,
right. Right. And then B, it's your body just needs movement. Right.
Right.
So listen to your body.
And now, I mean, you also have a kid. So it's like, you can't have those marathon gym sessions like you had back in the day.
No, negative. I can't. And I have a lot of clients. So when I'm here during the day, I'm boom, 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 boom with clients all day. And then by the time I'm done, like, I don't want to work out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's why I work out at 6 in the morning because, you know, I'm going to talk myself out of it. And then I'm like, all right, I need to leave these four walls. Like I can't keep looking at this stuff in here.
Exactly.
I get out, you know? So yeah, it's very difficult to do a marathon workout. I'm not in it like that. If I was ready to go back to stage, give me 8-12 weeks, I will do exactly what you say. And I will do it. But right now, because we're maintenance, it's not needed.
But it's also for that, it's for a short period of time that you are actually training for something. So, you know, if you're listening, maybe you're not planning to get on stage, but maybe you're training for a marathon or some type of event.
Yep.
It's the event. And then you go back to a regular life.
Correct. Go back to maintenance.
Right. You can't expect to live in that little like kind of bubble for the rest of your life, because at some point you're going to explode.
You are. You really, really are. And it's, you know, I say that here with my clients, like, I want to tweak your food. Let's look at it. Give me 3 days so I can tweak it. And then I tweak the food and like, but why peanut butter twice a week? And why dairy twice a week or three? Why? I'm like, can you just give me 30 to 60 days doing this and give your body time? You didn't gain weight overnight. It's not going to gain overnight, right? We all want it yesterday. All of us.
Exactly. I want to wake up on Monday and be like, by Friday, I'm going to lose 400 pounds.
I know. Everybody wants it yesterday.
It's true. So if someone were considering to work with me, what would you say to someone?
I would say do it and be extremely open-minded, because the things that people read on the internet or Google or whatever that happens so much, they're going to challenge. They want to ask questions. But go to Kim, enjoy the process, accept it, and just take it one step at a time. Do it. And if you did it for 30, 60, 90 days, and you actually did it 100%, I guarantee you, you will see a change 100%. You will see that change. But if you're one to challenge her, you're not going to see that change. So be open-minded and be ready for the roller coaster of a lifetime.
Man, see, I could have totally paid her to say that, but I did not.
I did not. No, you did not.
This is not a paid endorsement. See, and that's what I like. This is what I love about my clients. It's like, you have to come in, you have to be coachable, and you have to be open and know that, like, I don't know all the things I don't know. Like, I still have a coach because I don't know all the things I don't know. And I think my shit don't stink, but it does. I need someone to say, Kim, your shit stinks. I'm like, oh, it does. All right.
Right.
Sucks. I thought I was the best thing in the world, but okay. But I want to thank you so much, Stacey, for taking the time. You know, where can my listeners find you on the interwebs?
Interweb, Instagram, I'm at Stacey Venagro, StaceyVenagro. They can also find me on Facebook, Fitness Pro Stacey Venagro, or Stacey Wildenhain Venagro. I still have my maiden name on there on Facebook as well.
And it's so funny when people say, like, we are like, oh, like, how did you like learn how to pronounce Venagro? I'm like, you should have known what her maiden name was.
Yeah, that's harder.
I'm like, she didn't go from like Stacey Smith to Stacey Venagro.
Right. Nope. It was one hard to the next.
Right. I'm like, she got up easy with Venagro.
Yep. I did.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. What did you think of my conversation with Stacey? First of all, she's just absolutely fabulous, isn't she? So when I first, you know, we first started working together, you know, she had to trust a stranger. You know, I didn't know her. And even though she lives in Rhode Island, most of our conversations were via email. You know, I physically saw her in person a handful of times a year. So our relationship really blossomed in person, blossomed via email. You know, she was vulnerable with me and I accepted where she was. You know, there was no judgment. And I always say that to so many people. I only judge eyebrows. And I'm really thinking about microblading. So holla at your girl if you've ever had microblading. Anywho, but that's the only thing I judge, right? I don't judge if you had a bad week. I don't judge that, you know, you ate nothing. I don't judge if you overexercise. I'm just like, how do I start to work with you to create better habits so that you have the courage to stop clinging to something that's not going to work? And when we talked to Stacey, you heard about her mindset. You know, she was caught in that same trap we all got caught in, that, like, you know, she wanted to go hard. And if you listened, she realized, you know what? I don't have to go hard anymore. And sometimes my body's like, girl, don't go hard. And she, you know, you don't have to have a baby to learn that, but that's a lesson that she learned when she was pregnant, that it was like, some days it's just a matter of walking on the treadmill. And other days, if you feel it, you're like, you're going in for a regular workout. And so I want you to think about those days. You know, when you come to your exercise, you know, are you doing things because you feel you should? Are you doing things because they're actually getting you the results? And that's one of the things that, you know, Stacey has learned, and she's like come full circle on when it comes to, you know, her workouts. Same thing with her food, right? She realizes that, you know what? The more I eat, the more I'm able to fuel my metabolism. And, you know, I love that she said, you know, I can't put bleach in my car, right? You know, how many of us, I know the car I drive, I can only put in super. It makes me crazy, but I only can put in super gas. And the times that I try to get by not putting in super gas, my car's like, girl, seriously, you're right. And so the same thing happens. Think about it. The same thing happens for you when you put in less than optimal food. You know, we get hungrier sooner. We have the cravings and we have no energy. So that's one of the biggest takeaways that from Stacey that I loved, and that she, you know, she wanted to be a better version of herself. And so when you come to coaching, it's because you want to be a better version of yourself. It's because you're like, you know what? I'm looking around and I keep bumping into the same damn wall. But I know this person here, I see the people she's helped along the way. Maybe she can do the same thing for me. And if anything, it's worth a conversation. You know, don't just like count yourself out and say, you know, she doesn't work with me. You know, everyone is coachable. Everyone deserves to, you know, have that better version of themselves that they want. And if that sounds like of interest to you, do me a favor and just shoot me a DM. You can find me on Facebook, Kim Coach. And you can also find me on Instagram. So look me up, hit me up, and let's have a conversation, right? There's nothing to lose. Don't worry. I meet you where you are. You know, as you heard from our conversation with Stacey, it's a partnership. Like, my coaching is a partnership. It's like, you know, what do you need from me? This is how I can best serve you. Here are the things I need for you to do in order for you to hit your goals. But it's a back and forth conversation, right? Even though most of my coaching is virtual, it is a back and forth. And you got to be willing to put some skin in the game, because I put all my skin in the game. Your goal becomes my goal. All right, Magic Maker, thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, hit me up. If someone needs to hear this podcast, do me a favor, share it out. I want to make sure that anyone who is trying to be a better version of themselves gets to hear this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.